Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 152. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8. It reads, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me, also as of one born out of due time." Beloved, our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Dr. Timothy Keller. He said, "If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead." Our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled "The Resurrection, Part 5, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tassili. The authors continue with the second part of this chapter, subtitled "The Meaning of the Resurrection, 10 Confusions." Number 5, resurrection is also distinct from enlightenment, or nirvana, or satori, or moksha, the kind of thing a Hindu or Buddhist would hope for at death, a loss of personal individuality and a reabsorption into the one, the all, or more accurately, a realization that one always was the one and not an individual at all. The risen Jesus is a very distinct individual, even an embodied one. Number 6. Resurrection is also distinct from translation or assumption into heaven. That is a Jewish notion. It happened to Enoch and Elijah, and perhaps to Moses, some believe. Catholics believe it also happened to Mary. But Jesus was not brought from earth to heaven by resurrection, from the realm of the dead back to the earth, land of the living. Number 7. Resurrection is also distinct from a vision. Whether a vision is sent by God, by your own unconscious, or by evil spirits, a vision remains purely spiritual and subjective. It is in your psyche. But Jesus' resurrection body was seen in public by many at the same time. He was touched. He ate food. Number 8. Resurrection is also distinct from legend. Legends, however wise, are only fictions devised by mortal minds, not by God or by nature. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this important topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, have millions to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. For as Dr. Timothy pointed out, what good is it to believe in his words if you don't believe in him and his resurrection? And Lord, I do pray that you would open the eyes of the blind, unstop deaf ears, and save those who are lost, and strengthen the saved to be the witnesses we ought to be to the lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.